Sponsorship for this KQED live audio stream comes from Brevo. Growing businesses can choose Brevo as their marketing platform to help cultivate lasting customer relationships. Learn more at brevo.com. That's brevo.com.
From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson with today's California Money Report. Millions of Californians are unemployed this holiday season. Many will see their unemployment benefits expire today. But when it comes to buying gifts, most people out of work are not skipping them, just scaling back their spending. Kelly Weiss reports.
Lily Cavedo is 12 years old and has a Christmas wish that would make most parents pull out the holiday budget calculator.
I'm hoping for a Xbox Kinect.
But Cavedo's unemployed mom, Gisela Nakatani of Sacramento, says buying a several hundred dollar video game just doesn't fit into the holiday calculations.
Kids are always excited about what they're going to get in Christmas, but they have to understand that right now is a difficult time, so I think she's okay with that.
Nakatani says 6 months ago, she lost her job at a local school district. Today, the mother-daughter pair is looking for thrifty gifts at a Michael's store. Nakatani wants to make a Christmas wreath for her sister.
It's the cheapest way. I was looking at actually the real prices for already made wreaths. They're very expensive, and I think using some coupons and some sales, I think I will spend less money than buy a new one.
After half an hour in the store, Nakatani emerges with a couple of bags, smiling. She spent about $30 and says everything was half off.
There are some flowers. These are like a dollar. And then we got some ribbon and more ornaments.
Making gifts is one cost-saving option this year, according to Olivier Rubel. He's a professor of marketing at UC Davis. He says many people without jobs are also changing how and where they spend their money.
They might decide to buy less electronics, for example, less TVs. They might decide to shop at different locations, for example, Walmart instead of Bloomingdale's or Nordstrom.
Rubel says online bargain shopping is another option, but he says a tight credit market could hamper big-ticket purchases.
When you want to buy a good for Christmas, for Hanukkah, for whatever you want, it's going to be like slightly more difficult for you because you don't have access to the money to do it.
Rubel says holiday sales projections for the entire market are up about 2% from last year, but that spending bump is unlikely to come from the unemployed. Instead, Rubel says they'll still be saving money. For KQED News, I'm Kelly Weiss in Sacramento.
And I'm Joshua Johnson. More news online at kqednews.org.
Support for KQED News comes from Stanford Hospital and Clinics, specializing in neurosurgery care. StanfordHospital.org.